NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Adrian Ma. And today's indicator is 2%. That was the GDP number that just came out this morning.
Yes, and GDP stands for Gross Domestic Product, and it's essentially a sum total of all the goods and services the economy produces. And it is generally seen as kind of the indicator of economic growth. And 2% is not awesome.
I mean, does this deserve kind of like a womp womp trombone?
Yes. I would say if we had to come up with a sound effect for this GDP number, womp womp.
Womp womp. But yes, normally 2% growth for the U.S. economy would be pretty solid. GDP numbers are usually pretty low. They are in most developed economies, you know, slow and steady growth. But right now, the economy is bouncing back from a huge shock, and a lot of businesses and industries were kind of in this deep freeze during quarantine and lockdown. So economists were hoping to see an unusually big number, like 6.7%, which we saw last quarter.
But we did not see anything like that this quarter. Instead, we saw economic growth slow way down. And also, right now, inflation is high, meaning prices are going up. So this has led to some whispers in economic corners about, Adrian, the dreaded stagflation.
Can we even...
I know, I said it. The economic S word.
Yeah, so, well, now that we've put it out there, stagflation is the combination of a stagnant or slow-growing economy and inflation, rising prices. And of course, the numbers out this morning have a lot of people talking about this idea.
So we thought we should talk about this idea. So today on the show, I talk with economist Luigi Zingales about stagflation. What is it? Should we be worrying about it right now? And also, crucially, what Luigi has been cooking lately? That was a big one.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Capital One Auto Navigator can help you find a car, get pre-qualified instantly, and see your real monthly payment without impacting your credit score. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. More at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Road and Track. The ultimate magazine for the auto enthusiast is back. Subscribe now and receive 6 double issues a year and unlimited access to digital content. Hop on in by visiting roadandtrack.com/NPR.
So, are we in a stagflationary moment right now? I called up Luigi Zingales. Luigi is an economist at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He's also the co-host of the podcast Capitalizant. Hey, Luigi, thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Stacey, how are you?
So, stagflation. Before we get into this particular moment in time, it's been coming up in the media a little bit. What is it, first of all?
So, stagflation, I think, is the concept was invented in Britain, a period of sustained high unemployment and high inflation. I think that we're nowhere close to any of the two. And it says the employment is actually quite low. Unemployment is quite low by historical standard. And inflation is very high by recent historical standard, but very low by especially British standard in the 70s. And the most important thing is we're not seeing it sustain yet. So the fact that there might be bumps in the road, I think, is a guaranteed. When you restart a machine, don't expect the machine to work flawlessly. So there are bumps in the road. The question is whether this is a persistent problem or just a bump.
So stagflation, it's a mixture of inflation, which is prices rising, and stagnation, which is an economy not growing. Why is everyone so scared of stagflation?
Every politician would like to have a cake and eat it too. And the worst part is to have neither. So it's the opposite. So
it's like the worst of every world.
Yes.
It's like the worst of everything.
You don't have the cake and you don't eat it. That's exactly what stagflation is about, because at least historically there was a very clear trade-off between you have a little bit of a high inflation, but you have high growth, or vice versa. Having high inflation and no growth literally is having no cake, neither eat it too.
So I understand that most economists do not think stagflation is a problem right now. But it does seem, just from a layperson's perspective, like, well, prices are rising and economic growth is, I mean, we're not seeing the big bounce that we were hoping to see after COVID. It does seem like it's happening, but what's the difference?
Yeah, I think that, that my metaphor of the engine is, in economic terms, a supply curve that is not very elastic. You have a pent-up demand that would like the economy to grow more. But if the supply is not able to respond, then the natural way to re-equilibrate the system is to have a spike in prices. So that's where we're still struggling with. And to me, I always use this paraphrase of a very famous sentence by Franklin Roosevelt that say, I say, in this moment, the only things to fear is the lack of fear itself. In a sense, I think that what scares me are not the economic conditions. What scares me is the unwillingness to see that there might be a problem. So if the Fed says we are really on top of it, and as soon as we see this getting ingrained, we are going to come down very hard, then I think that inflation, persistent inflation, is a known issue. What I hear,
right, because there's a psychological element.
There's a psychological element, but there's also an economic element. If we know how to stop inflation, okay, and I don't think it's a secret. The problem is how costly it is,
and you raise interest rates, you make it really expensive to borrow money,
and you cause a recession.
Borrowing money slows way down.
Exactly. So or at least a reduction in the expansion. So if there is the political will to do that, I think inflation is sort of under control forever. The question is there that political will? And I'm not saying we need to be tough now, but I want a reassurance that if it's needed, we're going to give the medicine.
So you're afraid that we're not afraid enough.
Exactly.
You think if we, and you think that if we're just a little afraid, that we don't have anything to fear.
Actually, not necessarily you. Or me, but the people in charge. So I don't think that the average consumer should go out in panic. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is the people in charge should say, we are watching carefully. As soon as we realize it's not temporary, we are going to act decisively to squelch it. That is what I want to hear. And I think that that will keep inflation under control.
Okay. I did want to ask you one final question, which is, what is holding the economy back from growing faster right now? Like, what are the barriers? Why aren't we growing faster? Is it supply chain stuff?
I think it's also a mismatch between demand and supply. The composition of demand is very different. I think that we end up consuming more grocery and going less to the restaurant. And whether this is going to be a permanent shift or not remains to be seen. But I think that it starts to last so long that people have learned how to cook during the pandemic, believe it or not, okay? And so now they consume more grocery and they go to the restaurant less often. And so the entire supply needs to adjust for this, because we need to have more fresh grocery and less restaurants. And this doesn't take place overnight. And that's, to some extent, the constraint that would constrain the economy.
Is your family cooking more?
I actually was very lucky because I always cooked a lot. So I don't think there was a dramatic shift. But yes, during the lockdown, the pandemic, we went to zero restaurant. But I've always been a cooking at home guy, because I think that most of the stuff that we cook is better than what we eat outside.
Do you have a favorite dish that your family like discovered during the pandemic at all? Was there something that became a favorite?
Rapini, sautéed. Cooked with garlic, with a little bit of red pepper, and of course olive oil. They're fantastic.
I feel like all I want to talk about is food now, but of course we are talking about the greater economy right now. Luigi Zingales is an economist at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He's also the co-host of the great podcast Capitalismed. This episode of The Indicator was produced by our senior producer, Viet Le, with help from Isaac Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Taylor Washington and Corey Bridges. Kate Concannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.